This is a really important podcast, Kathy. Hopeless, not truthless. And Garcelle...
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, you're laughing at...
I'm laughing because she's funny. It's not about your podcast. Okay, the name is not amazing, but they do good work.
They do amazing work. Hey guys, it's Sarah.
And Narelle.
You're listening to Hopeless, Not Truthless.
The truthful podcast about hopeless people. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
Guess what?
What?
This is our 100th episode.
100th episode. That's fucking wild, dude.
It is. I mean, it actually is.
It is when you really think about it.
That represents like 1,500 hours of work.
Oh my God. That's so awesome. Congratulations. Yes.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations to us. And everyone else? No, I don't know. But no. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you to everybody.
Thank you guys so much. And all of our new listeners and all of our OG listeners. My goodness.
There are a few of you who have heard every 100 of those episodes. And
oh, I'm so sorry.
Even the early, those early days.
Don't, if you're new, do not go back.
No.
Okay.
I actually think maybe we should delete those.
I think we should.
Right?
Yeah. Like archive those babies. It was just a really rocky beginning.
Start.
Yeah. Yep. Some would say still rocky.
It was a big learning curve.
Uh-huh.
In terms of sound and all of that stuff. So probably, in the next few weeks, I think we should look at updating where our first episode will begin.
I like that.
So we're talking about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today. And it's the last reunion. Beverly Hills is over.
Thank God. I can't with this show anymore. Like, if I had to sit through another episode, I think I'd just throw my TV out the window.
I had such high hopes for this season. And I'm not, like, I don't think they were dashed against the ground.
No.
But I was a little bit let down. Like, I really thought this was going to be an explosive season. Some would say that it was. I'm not one of those people.
Ooh, who's saying that? Because I've seen nothing explosive. It has been...
Bravo said that.
Like, it's esophagus and a lot of gay baiting. And I'm not... Oh, and Erica's redemption arc. I'm just not okay with any of it, actually.
And not a single one of those intrigues me in any way. Mm. I have still not watched her special, Erica's
me
special.
Me neither.
Pretty proud of us, actually.
I am too. Because I was tempted the other day. I'm like, oh, do I just want... No, I know. I don't. I do,
but do we have access to it?
Oh, maybe we don't even have access to it. Yeah. That makes things easier. You know what? There's not much going on in the news out there. This is going to be probably a long episode because nothing happened, and those are usually our longest episodes. So let's just dive right in today, Nar. It's my Friday today, even though it's not Friday. Yeah.
And we're heading into spring break up here.
Yes.
Is it spring break? In the States, too?
Oh, I think they're usually a week different, but... Okay. Or they used to be when we were kids. Like, when we go to Disneyland and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's going to be 20 degrees here. 20 degrees Celsius.
Yesterday, I was running around doing errands, and it was the first day since the beginning of winter where I had to roll the window down in the car. Ooh. I was, like, getting a little sweaty, and I had just a hoodie on. So, spring has sprung.
Okay, for all of our American listeners, it's going to be 68 degrees Fahrenheit here this weekend. I don't know. Can I handle this heat? I might need to turn my AC on, for God's sake.
So I think it's going to be like 64 or 65 here.
Ooh, nice.
Can I open up the catio for Matt?
Yay,
gonna
catio time. Start
getting the garden prepped.
Ooh la la. I love this time of year, except the allergies.
I usually love it, but I didn't get nearly as much winter as I was hoping for. There wasn't enough snow, so I feel a little bit let down by that. But
that's fair.
That's okay. I only moved here for the snow, God damn it, and there was none. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh my God. Very Narelle.
Let's get started.
Oh, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Season 13, Episode 20, Reunion Part 3. There was something from last week I did not catch, and I wanted to see if you caught it. They replayed it at the very beginning of this episode, and it's where Andy mentions to Kyle that Teddy commented on Sutton's drinking, and that she carries vodka in her purse and all that. And then he's like, was Teddy doing your dirty work? And Kyle says, absolutely not. And Sutton said, well, you could have said no. No, she doesn't do that, Teddy. And Kyle's response, listen, I didn't say anything. And there's things I could have said, and I did not. So how about that?
Yeah, I heard that.
What the fuck, dude? I was like, you little bitch. But Sutton didn't take it as how I think Kyle meant it. Like, I could have said much worse things about you, Sutton, but I didn't. So how about that?
There were a couple times where Kyle was quite cruel in her comments towards Sutton, which goes to support what Sutton pointed out, that you have been so mean to me this entire season. And Kyle's like, what? When? Even Erica's like, oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, Erica.
Pretending to be so confused.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you are actually very mean to her quite often.
That is a very cruel thing to say. And it's baiting Andy to ask her, like what, Kyle? And I guarantee she would have spilled the beans there.
Probably. Fuck she it. Also like flips around at this moment and she's like, you need to learn to shut up.
Oh,
and I'm like,
my God.
Holy crap.
Jarring.
Yes. Yeah.
All because she was so hurt about being grilled by Sutton about her marriage. That is unacceptable.
She fucking set everybody up. I understand that this is a reality show and that there are certain things you want to keep private. That is okay. That's fine. Kyle is the one who put her marriage and her problems with Mo and Morgan in the forefront. She's the one that made this a storyline, and then she has the audacity to get mad at people asking about it. I fucking hate when housewives do this.
I don't understand. And Kyle is seasoned enough to know exactly what is going to happen when she wears all the new rings and she's seen in Page Six every other day with Morgan Wade. Give me a break.
I think that's what is driving me so bonkers is the fact that this is actually just part of Kyle's plan. This baiting us with a story and then getting mad at people for being curious, that was her whole plan. That was her whole storyline so that she can actually hide behind it with the truth. She doesn't have to talk about it.
Ever.
Yeah.
And she's also being pegged as being controversial and stirring the pot and all of those things that we love to deem our favorite housewives with. She thinks she's doing it, but it's a giant failure because we can all see through it.
It was a flop. It was a flop.
But anyway, after all these mean things are said to each other, Kyle and Sutton make up, and the two of them say that they love each other, and they'll be fine. And Sutton's like, I really miss Kyle. Kyle's like, yeah, I guess I miss you too. But they hug it out, you know, which is odd, because I haven't seen Kyle speak to anyone as disrespectfully as she does to Sutton, ever. Maybe Kim, like, I keep going back, is this a sign of closeness, like sisters, or a genuine meanness?
Sometimes it is a sign of being close with somebody
when
you're meaner to that person.
It's true.
I have had friends like that.
Yeah.
Who, like, they're more comfortable yelling at you, or they're more comfortable displaying that anger because those people also hurt you more.
Totally.
So, maybe.
Maybe.
But it is also a sign that you don't like that person.
It's
tough to tell.
So we get little Kathy. She's coming in. Right away, she's like, I'm here to support Kyle. Even though Kathy claims that, well, tells Andy, no, I don't watch the show. I watch the clips, but I'm here to support Kyle. Okay. But Narelle, the Sutton Kyle Kathy love triangle, was not so obvious to me this season. But in this reunion, I'm like, whoa. It honestly kind of does make perfect sense why Kyle hates Sutton so much. Because she's jealous.
Yeah. When it's framed out that way, when it's described that way, you can actually really see that that's got a huge part. And the more that Kyle denies it, the more that I'm like, okay, I think maybe there might be something there.
Totally.
Okay. First of all, I think it's weird Kathy's here to begin with.
Very.
The fact that nobody really knew. Garcelle was like, was this supposed to be a surprise? Like, and they're all waiting for her the way that they had to wait for Dorit in the beginning because she's out back, like, filming for her social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why Kathy's here. If, like you said, there had been more of a triangle.
Yeah.
And if that had played out maybe on the season more, I would almost understand it.
I mean, I think that's what they were going for until Sutton had her medical emergency.
Right.
I really do think Kathy was brought on to stir up some actual fucking drama. Real drama.
Yeah.
Which is very telling.
The stuff that was lacking this
yes,
season. The real drama.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So Sutton fainted, I guess?
Well, she didn't really faint. She just kind of fell over. The whole thing was strange.
Okay, but she actually fell over. Like, in the moment, it looks like she was sitting there and she lost consciousness for a split second because she, like, fell over and went, oh, my God. And that's why she kept saying, like, I was so scared. I was so scared. That would be fucking terrifying to be sitting there and all of a sudden be falling over.
Poor woman.
I don't not believe that she had, I think she really did have a medical emergency. I know that you were saying that there are people who are saying it was faked. Is that?
Yes, there is a lot of people saying it was faked because she was so terrified of what Kathy was going to say to her. Other people are saying it's fake because with her and Garcelle gone, then no one would be there to hold Kyle to task.
So, well then, what, Kyle paid them to do that? How does that work?
I don't know if it's...
That second one doesn't make sense. The first one makes sense, but they would have to be doing that as a favor to Kyle then.
Which for sure, or if they were asked to by someone, maybe. I don't know. Just what I've read.
How do you fake the blood pressure? How do you fake...
Fake paramedics. I mean, with a blood pressure that high...
That's what I mean.
They would make her walk.
Well, she didn't really walk. I loved the part, speaking of Anna Marie, where she was like, we should call 911. And the paramedics were like, I don't think we should do that, actually.
Uh-huh. Which was also, it could also play into the theories.
I just don't think you could fake the heart rate. You can't fake the blood pressure. You can try and like work yourself up into it, but I just don't buy that it was fake. However, what I could believe is that she had a panic attack.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Which is not really faking it.
Which is not really faking
it. But maybe she was so scared or so uncomfortable or so... I mean, they're not eating enough probably during these days. They're not drinking enough.
That's what she said. Dehydration, all of the heat.
She had been saying that she's really, really hot. I mean, I've fainted before in those circumstances. So I don't know. I don't think it was fake.
Yeah, I am not so convinced because the only two people that would challenge Kyle on her bullshit and lack of response were suddenly gone. Interesting.
I don't see that being their motivation because I think they would want to challenge Kyle.
Oh, they would. But I think maybe Bravo, the not reality reality TV.
Why would they not want Kyle to be questioned?
Because Kyle is refusing to answer. That's why. Andy didn't push her at all. He asked her 1.8 questions. She's like, no. And then gave contradictory answers.
This entire episode was this was Kyle's episode, Kyle and Kathy's episode.
Yes, it gave us nothing.
It didn't really have anything to do with the season, really. It was about family stuff. It was about Kathy. It was about...
Mauricio writing a book with very nasty things.
I don't see why Bravo... Like, why would it be in Bravo's best interest to downplay the drama?
Because Kyle is refusing to answer, and they think she's some sort of goddess on Beverly Hills, the thing holding it together. That's if I were a conspiracy theorist, I would go this route. I almost believe it.
There's details missing there that make it not quite plausible to me.
Mm.
The conspiracy that I could lean into would be that she had a panic attack that they both leaned into and left because Kathy was there. Like, maybe Kathy coming was supposed to be a big gotcha moment. Because Garcelle didn't seem to know she was coming.
No.
They would have had to know ahead of time if Bravo was asking them to faint and get out of there.
Yeah, but if it's all faked and staged.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Or she just had a medical emergency, a legitimate medical emergency.
Or she just, this is where the options are endless. It's like, choose your own adventure story. I don't know. I just hated that neither one of them were there. Because all of the rest of them are just like, that's fine, Kyle. It's so sad. I know. Yeah. Like, no one pushed Kyle whatsoever. No one challenged her. It was just all hunky-dory. No answers. Nothing.
I didn't mind, but specifically for the fact that even if they were there, I knew that Kyle was still going to deflect.
That's
and
true.
And it was probably going to be more annoying for me.
Yeah, that's very, very good.
I don't think there's any question. There's nothing that can ever be said to Kyle to make her tell the truth.
Yeah, well, I was stunned by Kathy and Erica's reaction. When poor Sutton fell over, her blood pressure's through the roof, her pulse is high, and you could tell she was like not feeling very well. She's looking around. Anyway, there they are, casually chatting about Christmas and Christmas trees. And I thought, ooh, you callous bitches.
This was right after she basically related it to being a hot flash.
Yeah, that time. Yeah.
That really illustrated who Kathy is as a person. Mm-hmm. The lack of empathy that Erica has for anybody.
Wow.
They did not care. They did not care.
Walk in someone else's shoes, Erica. How's your Christmas tree, Kathy?
Like,
what the
for
fuck?
Real, everyone else is like standing up and worried and concerned, and they're just sitting there chatting mm-hmm. away. Yeah, that was a terrible look for both of them.
I have to say something, though. Oh. Little Miss Crystal, she kind of pissed me off.
Why?
We ragged on Anna Marie so hard for being like, Crystal could stroke out. We were so hard on her. And then what does Crystal turn around and do to poor Sutton? It's so high. Her blood pressure is so high, guys. It was higher than mine. And I'm like, Crystal.
I think she said it was as high as mine. I thought that's what she said.
Whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. I think that is a horrible thing to say to someone.
Yeah, I took it as validating, like as validation that she was actually experiencing something. I totally Maybe. Didn't look at it that way. I've never.
Well, poor Sutton was like, that is really scaring me. That's what she said to Crystal.
That's fair then. I didn't hear that either.
And I'm like, if I put myself in Sutton's shoes, That's Erica, fair. Give it a try.
That's fair.
I would be like, are you fucking kidding me? You were like rolled out of here.
That's fair. I think because I was seeing Kathy and Erica seem to be downplaying it. So right. then I looked at Crystal as like validating. Okay. Like, no, you guys, she's actually going through something.
Okay. Maybe
I did not hear Sutton saying like, that's really scary.
Maybe she was. Maybe. You know what? Maybe that is a good point. I missed that. But I'm like, Crystal, for God's sake, we spent half an episode.
Yeah, maybe let's not try to raise it even more. Like, let's try to break it down. Break it down.
Oh, poor Sutton. I'm glad she's fine.
I am too. I also love that because of this, we found out that Merce came to the reunion. Was she going to bring him out? Or was like he another surprise guest? Or Merce was he just there the incidentally?
I honestly have no idea.
She might just be carrying him around for like...
For fun. Know,
Well, no. I was going to say, like, to keep him close to her heart.
Oh, I was going to say to scare people? I'm not sure.
No, I don't know.
Oh, Narelle, did you hear when Kathy says, obviously she said to Kyle, like, oh, I was going to go after Sutton next, so that's a great way to get out of this. And then they all cackled. And then I thought, oh, here are the real cackling hags.
Yes, exactly. And I think that that comment also fed the rumor that Sutton was faking it.
Yes, totally. Just to get out of it.
They do discuss right after this how everybody is fearful of Kathy. And they show the flashbacks where everyone is kind of deferring to her and talking about how, you know, she owns Hollywood and she's so scary and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And Kathy's like laughing, like she pretends as if she's never heard this before. And this is just so silly.
Uh-huh. It was not. It's not a joke.
No. No, because everybody is. It's very obvious. Everybody is fearful of her, which is sad.
It is sad, but she loves it. And then she has the nerve to say, Kyle's not afraid of anybody, not even you, Andy. I'm like, okay, maybe because she's got you in her back pocket there, big sis. I don't know.
Because she's got Bravo in her back pocket as well.
Bingo. Oh, all right. Kathy and Mauricio and this feud, this beef. I think it's very poignant. And I actually think this could be one of the main reasons they have split up. Because Mauricio wrote about Rick Hilton and the firm and everything and the agency in his book. So Kyle's like, I don't want to touch on it. I don't even want to talk about it at all. Yeah. So the release date of Mo's book was April 11th, 2023. The season started filming February of 2023. I think Kyle read what was in Mauricio's book and was like, oh, shit. And she knew right then and there she would literally have to pick again over Kathy or Mauricio.
Wow.
That's my theory. I'm all about the conspiracy theories today.
Okay, now that's a theory I can get behind as well. That makes sense.
Right?
Just the timeline of it even.
Because Kathy is fucking pissed.
She is pissed. The whole family is pissed. This leads me into, I was having a discussion with one of our listeners on TikTok. She DM'd us, Audrey. Hi, Audrey.
Oh, hi, Audrey. I love her. She's so sweet.
I know. She's so sweet. She sent us a screenshot of a comment that Paris Hilton made regarding the preview for Buying Beverly Hills. Mauricio talking about like Rick Hilton and everything that went down, and which they kind of touched on a little bit in this episode, but this is what Paris had to say about Mauricio. Mm-hmm. My father is a consummate gentleman and has always taken the higher road. He would never speak negatively about his family, especially in the press. Frankly, we are all sick of him using the Hilton name every chance he gets to plug his lame show. It's enough already.
Ooh.
Him being Mauricio.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know damn well Kathy got her to go on there and post that.
Well, you know damn well all the Hiltons have probably been hating Mauricio for years.
Yes, absolutely. And then that book was probably just like, boom.
The tipping
and then
point.
The show,
yeah.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was it. So I think that is why they split. Because and I have to say, Mauricio literally chose his book doing well and his show doing well over his family in that moment. So fuck you.
And probably a lot of other moments that we don't know about.
Correct.
And that Kyle knows about. Do you think this is what she's talking about when Kyle refers to him doing something that like broke her trust that she just can't forgive him for?
Ooh, maybe. They're alluding to the cheating, but then that was covered. And I don't know.
Like at this point as well, if it was just about cheating and if it was like everybody saying he cheated, he cheated, he cheated, he cheated. Like, wouldn't she just admit it?
I feel like she would, but I think this is a scary territory with Kathy and her whole family, and that's still the father of her children, you know?
It makes more sense that it is something a little bit bigger than that. I mean, Kathy alluded to the fact that it really seems to come down to Mauricio poaching employees when Rick had forbidden him from doing that, and like that was the initial breakdown.
Which they move past, but then...
But you're still bringing it up. Did you really move past?
I don't think little Kathy ever forgets.
No, I don't think she forgives either. Wow. Okay, that's interesting. I like that theory, Sarah. That's a good theory.
So Sutton goes to hospital and Garcelle goes with her because she's a real one for that.
Although nobody went with Crystal to the hospital. in a foreign country as well. Just saying.
Which makes this even more sus. But anyway, back to the show. Kyle and Kathy, they talk about how they've made up. And Kathy's like, you know, I'm just so much more sensitive than Kyle. And it's insane to me because Kathy's just rolling. She is so good at acting. She's sobbing through the entire first part of the reunion. There's nothing that's even being said. And Kyle has zero tears. So I'm like, okay, well, it does track. But Kathy is definitely better with her words than Kyle.
And the funny thing to me, too, is the more I think about it, the more I kind of do see Kathy's point. I think maybe she is more, like, she's more sensitive when it comes to Kathy. I don't think she's more sensitive about anything or anybody else around her.
She's a Sheena.
She's a little bit like Sheena. Yes, exactly. very sensitive to the slights, very sensitive to like any little dig, very sensitive to that kind of thing.
Yes.
Whereas Kyle is probably more sensitive to the people around her sometimes.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think that, like you said, Kathy is a lot better with her words, but I think Kyle has learned and is still learning how to become more guarded in her answers. She's becoming very good at saying a lot without saying anything.
Yes, Narelle. And that leads us right into her entire marriage. And this is where Andy does try to talk to Kyle about it. You know, I watched her watch her packet, her flashbacks. Kyle looked gleeful. She looked filled really? With joy, excitement darting around in her eyes. And then, of course, she pretends to cry. I just don't believe this is about Mauricio at this point. Of course, she's emotional. Her kids are involved. It's a sad situation. Kyle says some of the issues never went away. She lost her trust, but she, of course, will absolutely not say what caused that. So here we are, speculating now, as we have done all season long.
And that's what drives me nuts, because she all but confirmed it, whatever it is. But then she gets to that precipice and she just steps back. Why not just confirm it at this moment? She makes a comment at some point about, I guess, I think it was a viewer question about like, why don't you just spit the truth out? Mm-hmm. And she says, because it's nobody's fucking business. Okay, then don't talk about it at all.
That's right. Don't keep baiting us to ask questions if it's none of our fucking business. Just say straight out, we have separated. We're not going to talk about it. Just say, I'm not going to talk about it. She hasn't ever said it.
Don't make it your entire goddamn storyline. She had a storyline with no story.
That's right. And then pretending to be so offended with his dance on Dancing with the Stars that dedicated to her. Like, that really hurt. Whatever. Why do I care? Because it's none of my fucking business.
She was very tearful in this moment. I was actually surprised. She is coming across as if she's struggling with the idea of him being with other women.
That's the only time I see emotion from her.
Yeah, it is the only time, actually, that we've seen any emotion regarding the breakup. Has been mm-hmm. talking about Dancing with the Stars, him partying in Aspen. She makes a comment about how it's weird because we live in the same house. So it's kind of like, what are you doing? He's being separated. That's what being separated looks like.
Right.
He's living a separate life from you.
And I'm sorry. There's something about the way she says things, the way she moves her mouth, her smile, her half smile, hiding her smile. This Kyle's loving this attention and she's pretending to be angry about being questioned. I don't know. I don't buy much of it. And then Kathy, I'm sorry, your big sis, sitting right next to you goes, well, Kyle was kind of weird about her marriage for 3 years. And Kyle's like, nope.
Yeah, Kyle did not like that.
No, she didn't like it, because that probably is the goddamn truth. I don't know. I think Mauricio and Kyle are a business. And it's a lot about money. I'm going to say that.
They've dedicated so much time and so much of this show to something that's being deemed none of our fucking business. So, okay, let's fucking move on then. Why are we having a part 3 to this reunion to dedicate to something nobody wants to talk about?
And Andy knew Kyle wouldn't say anything. I know he knew that.
Even the way he asked her about Morgan, he already knew she was going to deflect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He asks the group if he believes that they were dating.
Right.
And the silence from everybody.
This is where I'm like, go, Crystal. Crystal had the balls.
Yeah. And then they all kind of followed her after that. They're like, yeah, well, yeah, I kind of, yep, maybe, yep.
You looked like girlfriends, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. I loved that viewers asked her if Morgan was just using her for clout. And Kyle said, absolutely not. She's a highly acclaimed musician. Okay, but she's a highly acclaimed musician I had never heard of before the show. And even Andy points out that, okay, but she's a household name now. Uh-huh. And Kyle replied, I think she'd give it all up so she could just play music.
Oh, shut.
And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, you know what? That's actually an option for her now that she has become a household name. Mm. See how that works? That is how clout chasing works, my friend. That's the end goal.
Kyle should know all about that, shouldn't she? I loved when a viewer commented that they think Kyle has a big old girl crush on Morgan, but it's not being reciprocated.
Ooh.
Did you see the look she gave to Anne-Marie?
No.
It was like a joke's on them look.
I saw Erica shooting her a few looks.
Those eyes were dodging all over the page.
They were. I think Erica knows.
Erica and Kathy know. That's my thought. For sure.
I don't think Dorit knows, which is interesting.
Nope. I don't think so either. She cannot be trusted.
No. And when she's asked about that goddamn music video
Narelle.
And the purpose for it, Narelle. Kyle explains that the person she was not using for clout, essentially, said that she would only play at Lorraine's Celebration of Life if Kyle did the music video.
Wow. So, good friend.
Yeah. That's not clout chasing, is it?
No, good friend there. A very good friend. Also, denying she didn't know anything about the creative of said music video? Please. But then also said she was curious? So that's why she had to say yes?
What can I say? She's hot. So, okay, another baiting answer. Really? And then goes on to leave space for them potentially being together in the future, which maybe in that moment they weren't together. Mm. Like I do buy that. And I do buy that maybe they're still in the process of like starting to explore that relationship together.
Now that everything is out there with Mo, she's like, okay, I'm allowed to do this now. And Kathy's riding hard for Morgan. So with that support behind Kyle, I think she's like, okay, I can do it. But Andy's like, can you see yourself with her? I don't know.
Well, it is really tough to tell as well, the editing of this show, like specifically in these parts with people's reactions and knowing, like staring at Dorit's hood and just seeing the time lapse differently with the editing. Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure if all of Kyle's reactions were in the moment. So, like, what I'm reading is awkward might actually not have been that awkward.
That's so true. And very important to remember.
It is.
Listen, I just want Kyle to be happy at the end of the day. And if that's with Morgan, go for it. If it is with Morgan and she feels she still has to hide it, that makes me sad for her. But then she's putting it on display. So, I don't get it.
You just nailed it for me, Sarah. I think what's so annoying about her hiding it is now we're seeing the family supports it. We're seeing the cast supports it. I think the vast majority of the public would also support it. So Absolutely. The annoying part of her making this a storyline and then not actually going all the way and like hiding it or being afraid to come out about it, it doesn't seem like she's actually afraid to do it for those reasons. It seems like she's just doing it for the story.
That's
and
right.
That's what's fucking annoying.
And that has... what has made this whole season annoying for me and you, I know. And I hope Kyle takes a break, honestly, from the show.
I think that's wishful thinking.
I know. But she must know. Bravo must know. But the readings are so good. So this is the thing. It's like Kyle can do whatever the fuck she wants. But in the meantime, she says, it's none of your fucking business, but I'm going to exploit. I'm going to... talk about, I'm going to divulge everyone else's business. We've seen it time and time again.
That has been her the entire way along this entire show.
The double
has always
standard.
Been her exploiting other people's storylines for her own.
Yes. And she's doing really the same thing, but now she's just using Morgan and herself. But she's like, it's okay, it's myself. But she's not telling us anything, as you said. Anyway,
no.
Blah, blah, blah. I could rant about it forever. But anyway, I wish Mauricio the best. I wish Kyle the best. Move out. Do your thing.
I had to compare the end of this reunion to the end of Miami.
Oh.
So the end of Miami, everybody's dancing around. Like Andy is filled with joy, literally running up to the camera and exclaiming, what a fantastic season. And then the end of this reunion, he's yawning in Dorit's face. And he says something really vague about, well, it was a really great season.
Oh, my God. Narelle, I didn't even watch the end. I didn't watch their eulogies. I couldn't even bring it myself to do
it. You call yourself a podcaster.
I know. I admit it to everyone. No, I'm tapped out. I can't. Kathy was the most interesting thing about this reunion. I'm sorry I'm saying it.
I guess. The fainting, I think, was the most interesting part of all three parts of the reunion.
Totally.
There was nothing else got me up out of my seat. Nothing else made me perk up. We didn't learn anything new. There about was any no, of them? No, there was no real breakout fights. Three parts. I think this could have been one or two parts easily.
Yeah, like maybe one extended version, like an hour and 15 would have absolutely cut it.
That would have sufficed.
Anna Marie said nothing the entire reunion practically.
I almost think, though, a lot of her parts have been cut out. Like, I think they are going to abandon her as a housewife.
Oh, they have to with what came out about her husband, right?
Exactly. I think they're kind of like, we're not going to waste our time. We're not going to waste our resources on this woman.
So bring on Kathy, darling.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? Do you think Kathy might come back next year?
I have a weird feeling she might.
Maybe as like a friend of.
She should only be friend of ever. She does not have the time. She's busy. She can't even watch the show.
No, and she doesn't have the capability of revealing anything personal about herself either.
That's right. That's it. Like, she does use Kyle the same way Kyle is using Morgan.
Yeah. I think we need to get back to housewives who are a little bit freer with sharing what's going on with their lives. People who aren't going to start screaming that it's none of our fucking business. That would be great. Bravo, if you're listening. We want it to be our business. Uh-huh. That's the whole point.
We need more train wrecks. I hate to say that. That's exploiting people, but...
Not necessarily train wreck, but just like maybe a train on fire or something.
Yeah.
You know, just rolling down the tracks.
Train without brakes. Yeah.
Yeah. Something. Something like that. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for being with us during this Beverly Hills season. We did have a lot of fun at the end of the day, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Bravo is going to put together for us next season, because I think they tried some new things this season, like with Anne Marie and Kyle, and hopefully they're going to give us something new next season.
Yeah, I'm just glad it's over. So bye. Love you. No, I'm kidding.
Make sure you head over to our VPR recap and stay tuned, because next week we will be getting back into Summer House. We've got we'll talk about the Valley. Still don't know if we're going to dedicate an episode to the Valley. That remains to be seen.
We have to see if our Jax bullshit meter is working, because some days. Yep. Some days.
And what's the other show that we're still doing?
Summer House.
Oh, VPR.
VPR. Yeah. Summer House VPR.
That's the one. That's the one. Yeah. But until next time, guys, stay truthful.
But not hopeless. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.